Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, something somewhat somewhere in between. You can do it here with Free Talk Live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the brand new bulletin board system. We're still tweaking out a couple of bugs. It won't let us stay logged in right now.
So remember your password.
It'll let you stay logged in for long enough to use the board, but there's like an option where you're supposed to be able to stay in permanently, where anytime you go, you're automatically logged in.
Yes.
We're working on that one. So we're working out the bugs, but otherwise it's really cool. The Karma system is neat. Do you have any Karma yet, Manwich?
I don't know. I never even checked.
You'll have to check it. Because you can basically applaud or bitch slap anybody on the BBS according to how you feel about their attitude. And then they get a Karma rating as a result of that. So there's a lot of fun stuff. It's brand new software. And, of course, the same people are there. The same hundreds of our listeners are there. Thousands of posts still there for you to read. So all the content is still the same. It's just the software is different. So log on to freetalklive.com and experience that. It's absolutely free. While we go to the phones to Fred in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Oh, wait a minute, Fred. Hold on. Man, we just have to read something.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. All right, now, Fred in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the minimum wage.
Talking about the minimum wage, and we'll be happy to continue talking about it. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm just listening to you guys talking about how we got to get rid of it, and quite frankly, I think that
we're crazy.
Your attitude is arrogant and irresponsible.
Really? Why is that?
You're signing emotions to it. Arrogant to our attitude?
Yeah, very, very much so. You are arrogant. You are a couple of white guys that don't have the same problems that a lot of other people have in this country that are not a couple of white guys.
Uh-huh.
And, you're assuming I'm a white guy? Don't you think that's kind of arrogant?
Oh, you're a white guy, all right.
How do you know I'm a white guy?
Okay, where are you?
Where am I?
Yes.
He said, what are you?
Did you say what or where?
I said, what are you? Are you a white guy?
You know, I've got some Spanish descendants. I've got some Anglo descendants. I'm somewhere in between, I'd say.
Okay. Even still, to assume that everybody has the drive and the abilities that you have, I think, is irresponsible. There are a lot of people that don't. There are a lot of people that haven't beat out from the time that they're small. You know, I've been an employer. I hired prisoners to come to work for them. And the government participated in that program, paid half their wages. So it was a great deal for me as an employer. But I watched that side of life. I watched those people, and I watched them struggling, and I watched the fact that they had very little going for them, very little, if not anything, going for them, and that...
You know, I think you have an admirable attitude, and the reason I let you continue to go on there without interrupting at all is because I wanted people to hear it. But at the same time, did you pay some of the, did you hire some of the prisoners afterwards?
Oh, yes.
Did you not hire some of the others?
Some of the prisoners weren't hireable. They had to get out of jail before I could hire them.
So all of them were worth hiring at full wages?
Those that wanted to work for me, yeah, they were very good. In fact, I had the highest success rate of the
It's probably because you're a good guy and a good employer, really. That's probably the reason.
And this is the other reason that I would say you don't get rid of the minimum wage, because I think that there is a higher percentage of unscrupulous employers in this country.
Yeah, there are. And those people would be driven out of business because they would have no employees. The fact is, those unscrupulous people can continue to pay people minimum wage right now. You can pay somebody $5.15 an hour, which is a worthless pay. You
right.
can't live on $5.15. There's no
right.
way.
They would continue to try to drive it down.
They would try to drive it down, but if they did drive it down, then people would finally realize, holy crap, I'm working for less than other people will pay me. I'm worth more than this.
Well,
that's the problem with that issue. And secondly, what would happen if they raised the minimum wage tomorrow to
$20? That'd be a problem, but I don't think that that's...
Why would it be a problem, Fred?
Well, because then...
Well, because controlling the market a little bit is okay, but controlling it a lot is bad?
No, I think that either you have a minimum wage that is unscrupulous employers cannot drive the employees below, or you have, like a lot of the European countries do, where you have a system where those people who are incapable of holding down a job are somehow cared for. I think we have a responsibility to all of humanity, not just the ones who are rich and smart and have drive.
Well, actually, Fred, in the country that we have today, if I want to hire someone who's crippled, but his abilities is not enough to generate me more than, you know, I can't afford to pay him even the minimum wage. If I want to hire someone like that at $3 an hour, I'm prevented by law from doing that. So actually, having the minimum wage prevents some people from having jobs.
Well, I don't agree with that. I had two people working for me. I had a young fellow working for me that ended up with Alzheimer's, and we kept that guy working until the day he couldn't even lift his hands anymore.
That's because you're a good man, Fred.
In fact, he came into my office and said, "I want a raise," and I looked him in the eye and I said, "You want a raise?" And he says, "Yeah." And I said, "How much?" He says, $1. I gave him it. I gave it to him because the guy had the guts to ask for it.
It's just because you're a good guy, Fred. But your morals and the way you run your business isn't the way you wouldn't put make another man run his business the way you do, would you?
I think it only makes sense because that kind of running your business that way only makes your business more successful.
Oh, absolutely. And why can't you wait, Fred, why can't you let people find that out on their own? Why do you have to pass a law?
Because I don't believe that it's in their nature. I think there are some things that you do at the forethought.
But they're going to go. Obviously, you do. These people are going to go out of business if it's not in their nature to be good to their employees. Don't you agree with that? Because they're going to lose their employees to people like you, Fred.
Listen, I'll tell you something. As another thing about employees, I personally did not want unions in my company.
Okay.
I broke two unions. However, I understand that the union were very important in this country to make employers have to stand up and do what was right for employees. You know, when people are offering health benefits now, most companies do because they can't get employees if they don't offer it. But they only do that because the unions, the trade unions, were strong enough to make sure that people got a decent wage and they got decent benefits. Now, if you take and you get rid of the minimum wage, you're going to see the trade unions come back even stronger.
You're absolutely right. You're going to see the trade unions come back. You can believe you'll see them come back. The fact is that the federal the reason the unions don't work now is because the federal government has usurped the role. In a laissez-faire system, unions were extremely powerful. But now they've just become a burden on the back of the businessman. Now, either we have to get rid of unions, you know, by systems like you're using, breaking them, or we've got to get the government out. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd much rather have the coercion of unions than I'd rather have the coercion of government as a business owner.
When I broke the unions, then that meant that I could deal directly with my employees. I didn't have to have some other group of
fed. You don't get, Fred, you don't get to deal directly with your employees. You deal with the government because you have to offer those employees workers' comp insurance. You have to offer them $5.15 an hour. You have to offer them everything
right.
The feds say you've got to offer them.
If they say
you've got to give them a brand new Ferrari, you got to do that too, buddy, or you got to fire everybody.
Now, I tell you what, the things that I have to do for my employees, like workman's comp and all that, I am 100% for that. I think the trade unions did a great job. I don't want them back.
All right, Fred, we'd love to hear from you again sometime. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Fred says there are some things that you should force on people. I disagree. We'll come back, talk more. Minimum wage, this is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. We'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the minimum wage. We're back at it here. And, of course, I am advocating the abolition of the minimum wage. And, man, but you kind of dominated that last conversation with our last call. Well, I let you. I could have hopped in.
Did I hurt
but
your feelings?
You were doing pretty well with him. It was Fred in Ohio who actually somehow was listening to the Internet in his car. And
there's a gentleman once who was
maybe it was the same guy.
It might very well be. He was traveling in that same general vicinity. And there was a gentleman once who had his laptop set up to listen to the show. I can't even imagine, but it must have quite a technical setup.
So Fred's a business owner. He is proud to pay a lot of his employees over the minimum wage, and as you made the point, man, Fred's a good guy. He runs his business really well, and mm-hmm. he probably retains a lot of his employees for a long, long time because of that.
Yeah.
And Fred was saying that he thinks that force is okay for some things. that he thinks applying force on some issues is an all right thing. And I say no. I say that, well, of course, being a libertarian, I swear to not support the use or advocate the use of or initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, period, for any reason. And the important point here is that the unscrupulous employers should be left to set their own wages. Let them offer somebody $2 an hour to come work at their business. What's going to happen if they do that?
Well, nobody's going to come work for them.
Right. So then what's going to happen?
See, I think that the minimum wage actually bolsters unscrupulous employers.
What, keeps them in business?
I think it keeps them in business. Because an unscrupulous employer will try, if there was no minimum wage, they would try to employ people at well below whatever it was would be that they were worth. They would try to exploit the labor, as it were, and that's what you have to do with labor in order to get to make money. They would exploit the labor too much, and they would squeeze the labor too hard, and then the labor would go elsewhere. So,
right, to Fred.
Right, to Fred, or to people that were just sort of your average business person,
right,
that, you know, treated employees, you know, sort of average. And Fred probably, you know, treats his employees really well, and there's definitely, on the other side of the issue, there's definitely employers that would not treat their employees so well.
Uh-huh.
But without the minimum wage, people wouldn't be trapped over there. They wouldn't be stuck.
They'd realize the circumstance that they were in and understand that it's time to go and make a change in their life, time to maybe go find a different job. But if there's a minimum wage, then that means the unscrupulous employers are competing with the employers who are just trying to get a foothold. Like, if I just started a business, like if this was a business, and it's not, it's just a radio show, but if this was a fledgling business and I wanted to hire you, Manwich, but I don't have any money, but it's kind of a business where, you know, let's say we're manufacturing something. If it's a business where we're manufacturing something and I need somebody in my shop to help me put things together because there's no way I could possibly manufacture these widgets in enough time by myself, but I don't have enough money to pay you, but I say, look, Manwich, if you come work for me for $1 an hour, all I got's $2 an hour, Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can do. I got to get this business off the ground. And you said, yeah, because you understood that if you think these widgets are a great, great idea, that they're going to be a huge seller, you could definitely see yourself making more than $2 an hour in the near future. But you're not allowed to have that vision, and I'm not allowed to have that vision because of the minimum wage. And so then I'd be forced to pay you $5.15 an hour, and then I'm right there competing if for some reason I can manage to scrounge that money together, which it doesn't sound like would be possible if all I can pay you is two. I'd be competing with the other low-end business people that are trying to screw their employees at $5.15 an hour, and we all look like we're in the same class. Do you see what I mean? We all kind of get lumped together as businesses that pay minimum wage. Whereas I'm a good business person. I want my business to get better. I'm going to pay you more in the future.
You know, I would never recommend an employee would work on the come like that. That would be a terrible thing to do as an employee because, well, you're not taking the risk the employer is taking.
Sure.
And you're not going to get the rewards in the long run. You know, it's just, it's a bad idea. But I'm not saying it should be legislated against.
No, but I'm just telling you that, like, that's something that wouldn't be able to happen. I mean, if I had a startup business, I wouldn't be able to hire anybody. Unless I had some sort of influx of cash from some magical investors, it prevents businesses from starting up, the minimum wage. Not only that, but it also puts people out of business. And, you know, Fred said, when we asked him if he wanted to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour, he said, well, you know, we shouldn't do that.
Well, the fact is that the companies that have minimum wages, their products are artificially inflated anyway.
Right.
And so we all pay for it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the prices just go up. So if they raised all the minimum wage, all the wages got raised to $20 an hour, it would just cost $20 for a loaf of bread.
Right.
It's just inflation.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it would put people out of work, because when you raise the minimum wage, I'm sure this article mentions it here.
But they'd all go back to work in 6 months.
Okay.
For $20 an hour.
Right, but you're putting people out of work for 6 months. That's not a good thing.
No, it's bad.
Right. People will lose their jobs, and that also means that businesses will go out of business, because when the minimum wage...
Everybody loses with the minimum wage.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just Mickey Mouse economics.
Well, here's the ways that it works. When the minimum wage goes up, and it will go up again eventually, it's going up here in the state of Florida this year, as a matter of fact. If you're a business owner, and you're told by the government, hey, I just want to let you know, you got to raise your minimum wage $1 an hour. Well, that means that if you're just scraping by, You know, if you're just barely making enough money to pay the rent, to pay your employees, and keep the electricity on, that means that you've all of a sudden got some important choices to make. You either have to cut a position,
mm-hmm.
like you got three people making widgets. Now you can't afford three people anymore because you were just making it by. Now you have to cut one of those employees, so therefore you can have a little bit back towards your overhead and keep those other two jobs, but that other guy loses his job. Now, if you want to keep your employees, then you have to raise your prices, which means that less people are going to buy your product on the market, which means you might end up having to cut jobs later on because nobody's buying your product because your prices are up. So if you want to keep your employees and keep your prices at the same level, there's only one other option for you, and that is you can cut costs. And this is assuming you're manufacturing a product. Like if you're manufacturing widgets and you're making them out of solid oak, you may have to cut it back to particle board in order to maintain the same cost.
You're still looking at that at a micro economic level. And although it will have a microeconomic effect early on, it will just change the economy.
Right.
In the longer run.
I understand what you're saying, but it's early on is what's concerning me, because these are people who are on the edge, businesses who are on the edge, barely paying rent. If they can't pay that rent next month, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to hurt the economy in the long run.
And employees that are making minimum wage now are by definition on the edge.
Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, got a minimum wage story about my dad. He's a small business owner.
Okay.
And we have a bi-county services, and what they do is they basically help people who are kind of slow or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
They really can't follow directions very well, get jobs.
Right.
And so, well, this guy came to my dad, wanted a job. My dad said, well, not really worth $5.15 an hour, but I'm going to give you a chance. So, point is here.
Quick, Brandon.
Oh, actually, I want to find out the rest of the story. Okay. You're going to give him a chance.
Oh, that's the teaser?
Yeah,
that's the
teaser. 800, hang on, Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. I want to see what happened. How could he possibly give the guy a chance if he wasn't worth the minimum wage? 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you're for the minimum wage, we want to hear from you. Or if you want to change the topic completely, you can do that as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykins with today's Car Clinic Minute. Automotive history is filled with famous men like Henry Ford. But have you ever heard of Alice Ramsey and Nettie Powell? Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll introduce you to the original Thelma and Louise. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Thelma and Louise may have perfected girlfriend cruising, but Alice Ramsey invented it. Joined by Nettie Powell and two other women in 1909, Alice, a 22-year-old mother in Vassar grad, hitched up her skirts and took to the road. Well, almost. Actually, there was no real road between New York and San Francisco. But that didn't deter these women on wheels from driving 4,000 miles in just under 2 months. Undaunted by danger and unencumbered by a map, they wound their way from coast to coast using private roads, open fields, and railroad straights during this literal groundbreaking journey. Now that's what I call a road trip. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Inside hour number three of the show. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you. Dozens of women have sent us their pictures. And you could be one as well. If you're a female, that's the only qualification. And, of course, you have to have a picture to send us. You can send it to FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. And we will put you on the Shrine. Because we're proud of our female listeners. We want to show you off. We're talking about the minimum wage and why it's a terrible, terrible idea. And we're talking to Brandon.
I don't know about terrible.
I think it's terrible.
Kind of silly.
It's terrible. It destroys the economy. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. You were telling a story about your father. He's a small business owner up there in Indiana, and he apparently was looking at hiring a retard. And what happened?
Yeah, that's basically right. Well, the guy wasn't quite a retard. He's just a little bit slow.
Okay.
Couldn't really follow directions very well. All right. So he said, my dad said, all right, I'll give you a chance. So he went ahead and paid him the $5.15, even though he's not worth it. But he wanted to give the guy a chance.
Okay.
So the guy is working at the cash register for about 2 weeks, giving people back the wrong change, you know, how it goes. So he goes up to my dad, because my dad was about to let him go. And he goes up to my dad. He says, you know what, Randy, I'm just not doing it, am I? My dad said, no, you're not. And so the guy quit. And the government called my dad and said, this guy is filing for unemployment, and we hear that he quit from your business, or you fired him, one or the other. Why did this happen? He said, well, he came up to me and wanted a job, and I didn't think he was going to be able to do it, but I gave him a chance. My dad told him the truth. He's learned not to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, you don't tell the government the truth. Well, because my dad had a feeling that the guy might not have been able to work properly, they charged him out of his private unemployment account to pay the guy unemployment. And that's just a story of how the minimum wage screwed my dad over. My dad could have hired him for $3 an hour, sweeping the parking lot outside.
Right, and he'd probably still be working there.
Yeah, he probably would still be working there because, I mean, you want a nice-looking parking lot. So, my dad couldn't do that because the government said, oh, no, you can't do this even though both of you agree to it. So my dad had to pay him the extra money, put him in a position where he couldn't do the job. And because my dad was good-hearted and tried to help the guy out, my dad got fined out of his own pocket and had to pay him unemployment.
Wow. Thanks for the story, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man. Talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And there are countless other examples. For instance, minimum wage advocates imply that most large, successful firms employ low-wage workers. Therefore, the only effect of a higher minimum wage will be to reduce business profits. However, the SBA recently examined the types of businesses employing low-wage workers. Not surprisingly, the bulk of them are small businesses. not big corporations. Among all minimum wage workers, 54% work in businesses with fewer than 100 employees, and two-thirds work in businesses with fewer than 500 employees.
Okay.
Working in a small business can be precarious because many are perpetually underfinanced and just a short step away from bankruptcy, according to the which is why the minimum wage hurts small businesses the most. According to the SBA, in 1998, 590,000 new businesses were established in the United States. Of these, 565,000 employed fewer than 20 workers. But there were also 541,000 firms that went out of business that year, and 512,000 of them had 20 workers or less. So, a lot of businesses started, a lot of businesses went out of business. That's just how the market works. I mean, we're not supposed to shed tears over it. That's the way things are supposed to be.
Well, they're not living, breathing entities,
right.
Businesses.
Yeah. Small, and they don't...
I've had several. I'm not dead.
Exactly. Small businesses are a critical stepping stone into the labor force for most workers. Workers who are young, poor, undereducated, or minorities are most likely to find jobs in small companies. According to the BLS, someone with less than a high school diploma is almost twice as likely to work in a small business than a large one. Small businesses create... So this is saying, like, small businesses give more people more chances, right?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Small businesses create 75% of new jobs annually, but they're also responsible for most job losses. This is why we must be especially careful when contemplating new financial burdens on small businesses. With so many of them so close to the edge to begin with, it often doesn't take much to push them over, destroying many jobs in the process. Now, the other gentleman who called, Fred,
George,
what was?
Fred.
Fred was concerned with the fact that we're white boys advocating the abolishment of the minimum wage, as though I think the implication there was that somehow we're being racists, like the idea that only the minimum wage affects...
Certainly in this country, white people are the traditional majority, you know, they would be the ones that can take advantage of other ethnicities, and that's certainly understandable.
Well, from 1948 to 1955, unemployment of black and white teenage males was essentially the same, 11.3 and 11.6%, respectively. So, about 11%.
Well, the facts and perception really have little to do with each other. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's important to get the damn facts out there because nobody knows what the facts
State
are.
State the facts.
However, after the minimum wage was raised from 75 cents to $1 in 1956, that's up a quarter. It doesn't seem like a lot these days, but back then, that was a pretty significant jump. Unemployment rose significantly for both black and white teenage males, with blacks bearing more of the burden. By 1969, the unemployment rate was 22.7% for black teenage males and 14.6% for white teenage males. The result of raising the minimum wage was more black people lost their jobs.
Hmm.
Economists Donald Deere, Kevin Murphy, and Finnis Welch found that minimum wage increases totaling 27% in 1990 and 1991 reduced employment for all teenagers by 7.3% and for black teenagers by 10%. So a 27% increase in the minimum wage resulted in a 7 to 10% decrease in jobs. Not good. We want to have our kids having jobs so they can learn responsibilities, right?
Right.
Doesn't do them any good if they're sitting on their ass at home watching TV all day. A study of the 96 and 97 increases by economists so-and-so and so-and-so found a 2 to 6% decline in employment for each 10% increase in the minimum wage. So again, for the few people that benefit from a minimum wage increase, there are very few, there are people who lose their jobs. Is this what we want? Is this what the minimum wage advocates want? Because they don't seem to realize it's happening. And it happens every single time the wage goes up. Without fail. And finally, a study published by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Here's some raw numbers for you. At least 90,000 teenage jobs were lost in 1996 and another 63,000 in 1997 after the minimum wage increases. At the high end, job losses may have equaled 268,000 in 96 and 189,000 in 1997. So there's a range there. They're not sure. They're estimating how many jobs were lost as a result of these minimum wage increases. Couch estimates that a $1 rise in the minimum wage today, which is happening here in the state of Florida, where we're doing this show from, would further reduce teenage employment by at least 145,000 and possibly as many as 436,000 jobs. Now, that's for the nation. That's if the nation went up a dollar an hour.
Right.
And according to the SBA, even among large firms, the probability of a low-wage worker losing his job doubles.
It doubles.
The chance that someone is going to lose their job.
If he's using those California numbers, they won't work the same in Montana, though. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's it. There you go. There's plenty of evidence that shows the minimum wage hurts people. The minimum wage puts people out of work. The minimum wage puts small businesses out of business. Raising it? Not a good idea. We need to get rid of it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control at 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com.
And you can access the archives.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the last 6 days worth of shows right there in convenient one-hour packages that are labeled for you, and you can download them to your computer and play the MP3s. You can burn them on CDs.
Give them to your friends.
Yep. Whatever you want to do. iPod, too.
Yeah,
podcasting.
Exactly. Podcasting, yes. The number 7 podcast in the world.
Oh, we're slipping a little.
Yeah, somebody's kind of inflating their numbers. You know those techie... Podcasting's kind of like a tech geek thing.
Yeah.
And so a lot of techies have access to, well, a lot of computers, and so they can kind of pump up their numbers.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, 800-259-9230. We're fighting back, though. We are fighting back. We're encouraging everybody to go there and vote as often as possible. There's a little vote link right above our archive section of freetalklive.com. You just click it and vote us 5 stars. We'd really appreciate it. So anyway, we'll take your calls about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, and let's go to Cliff in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the minimum wage. I'm not sure exactly where I stand on it. I don't think it's as easy or as complicated as you make it sound, but one thing you're leaving out of the equation is the government, the police, the fire department, the people that work for the town, the mm-hmm. administrators, the secretaries. They all have their wages are set high, and then what they do see is one town will pit it against the other town. They'll say, well, our police force isn't making enough as your police force, and then see they keep continuing to raise the wages that way.
Back and forth and back and forth.
You're talking like there's a government minimum wage, or there's like a separate minimum wage for government employees?
Well, they have county, set county wages for
right.
caseworker one or caseworker two or fireman one.
That's why we need to get rid of government.
Well,
oh,
I know,
geez.
But one of you made the point that this is the minimum wage isn't widespread, and I would beg to differ. The government is one of the biggest employers there is. And so that's a
government employees make more than the minimum wage.
Well, it's probably even more of an obscene abuse than just the minimum wage, because what they do is
a what abuse?
Obscene.
Okay.
It's more of an obscene abuse because what they do is set their wages, and then they pit their wages against. All I'm saying is, was comparing it to, you were talking about regulating minimum mm-hmm. wage and government being involved in setting wages and how you want a free market. But see, the government abuses that.
Well, of course, the government abuses it. They don't. They're not part of the free market.
They're the biggest enemy of the free market.
They're a bunch of thugs, basically,
exactly.
And they can do whatever they want because they have guns.
Exactly.
So that's why we need to make government smaller, and then it won't be an issue anymore.
I agree. Isn't that ironic, though? That I don't think people realize this, but where I live, the towns put this argument against the other town. They say, "Well, our guys in our police force, they don't make X amount."
Government will use any excuse possible to increase its funding.
And it just gets out of control.
And it gets worse and worse every year. I mean, here in the Tampa Bay area, weren't the police officers on strike the other week because they weren't making enough money? Boo-hoo.
My favorite was when we got the extra penny for the sales tax so that we could support the schools, and they had the cheerleaders on the side of the road saying, "A penny for me!" with signs and stuff.
Like they're going to benefit.
Vicious.
Ridiculous.
It is. It's vicious.
It's a huge game that's being played on the American people, and we're paying through the nose for it. And yeah, I think you're right, Cliff. Most people don't realize what's going on, and they don't pay attention. And that's kind of the point behind this show, is to wrap them over the head a little bit and wake up, America. You're getting fleeced by the government.
I kind of agree with you on the minimum wage, but I've lived in some depressed areas, and I just don't know what you do with the wages when you get.
You just let the. It's so simple. The argument for getting rid of the minimum wage is as simple as this, Cliff. The question is very basic. Shouldn't an employee and an employer be able to agree on what their deal is, what their business arrangement is? If you have a business and I want to work for you, shouldn't we be able to set our own wages and our own agreement amongst the two of us?
Then you get into the argument where I agree in principle, but then you have resort towns like Aspen and Vail who use labor forces in other communities, and then those labor forces are challenged by the social services and the taxes, which is kind of a whole different topic.
I don't understand. Can you explain that a little bit better?
If elite and resort communities that pamper to rich people, if they would pay their workers decent wages where they could live next to those communities rather than, you know, 60, 90 miles away in poorer communities and upsetting the balance there,
Why don't they pay more?
They
got to be charging. They got to be. I mean, if it's a resort, they got to be charging an arm and a leg for people to stay there.
Well, then you get into illegal aliens too. But because of I just don't think it's that simple. I can't describe it to you.
Well, no, it's not. It's probably not as simple as just.
You know what I did? You know what I did? This is the easiest solution. I moved.
That's what I did. I moved.
Well, here's the other thing. You're right. It's not as simple as just the minimum wage. These resort towns are probably also paying through the nose in other ways as far as other taxes that they have to pay. And so, you know, maybe if they weren't taxed as much, maybe they'd raise, you know, give their workers a raise. And if they aren't getting raises, then the workers just need to stop working there. See, if you let the free market work, then eventually these issues will to use the term again, work themselves out. I mean, if the free market is really in effect, which it's not even close to being in effect, then businesses will compete for the best workers, and the best workers will get paid the best.
True.
And we won't have any problems anymore. But the only answer is to get the government out of our lives. Thanks for the call, Cliff. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Moments remaining. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Just enough time for your call. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're in the final segment of the program here, and it's Ian here with you.
And man,
there you are. 1-800-259-9231. Again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you want to make a call, you better do it now. And we'll slip you in here right before we have to go. But we've been talking about the minimum wage, and there's one other aspect of it that I wanted to touch on, or of this whole working, I guess, conversation, and that is the word exploit. You used the term earlier, and I didn't call you on it, man.
Okay.
You used it in the the manner of, you said that businesses exploit labor to a certain extent. I don't agree with that. I think it's a harsh-sounding word. It's a, that's a word that a minimum wage advocate would use to describe what someone who's working for less than the minimum wage is being done to them. If you're working for less than the minimum wage, then you're being exploited. Well, there was a time in my life, Manwich, where I worked for free. It was called being an intern for a radio station.
Yeah.
For a radio station here in the Tampa Bay area about 7 or 8 years ago. When I was just a youngster in high school, I was a senior in high school, and I'd go to this radio station for 3 or 4 hours a day after high school and not get paid a stinking penny. And I did that for 9 months.
Was it that long as an intern?
That was back in the days when interns had to work longer than a week before they got hired. It kind of ended up changing later on, but I did manual labor, and I came in and I did, I did part of an air shift with a disc jockey and got paid nothing. Was I being exploited?
No, you were doing what it took to get the job.
But I wasn't guaranteed that there'd be a job. I was told when I started as an intern that 50% of the individuals who became interns there got jobs.
Wow.
So there was a good chance that I wasn't going to get a job. Of course, they also told me that most of the interns, you know, called in sick a lot and didn't show up, and those are the types that don't get the job. And of course, I'm not like that, so I got the job. But the point is, what some people might call exploitation, I call getting my damn foot in the door. Because if I hadn't done that, then I might not be here today. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, were we being exploited, Manwich, when we started doing Free Talk Live? What were the circumstances that we started doing Free Talk Live under?
Well, I considered it an opportunity. We had some air time, and we said, hey, we want to do a show.
That's right. Well, actually, we told the management. I told the management that I want to do a show. Let's bring some local content to this local radio station that we had, because it was all syndicated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we're syndicated, and we're proud to be syndicated. But at this time, we figured this. I think any talk station can use syndicated content because it brings in listeners. But at the same time, I think it's good to have at least one local show. So that was kind of where we were coming from. And we said, we'll do it for free. We'll give you a local show you can put on this station for no cost. There was no expectation of getting paid down the line or anything like that. I wanted to get my foot in the door in the talk radio industry. Were we being exploited?
I just have a big mouth and I'm vain.
These minimum wage advocates, these people, these labor rights advocates, would claim that that's exploitation. That Clear Channel was making money off of our exploitation. They were working us for free. No, never mind that the station wasn't making any money.
Right. Sunday from 7 to 11 p.m.
I'm just telling you. And, well, the 2 weeks after that, we went 5 days a week.
We did.
And we were getting paid nothing. Yeah, 2 weeks after that.
We got a contract.
As a matter of fact, we're not getting paid anything right now, man, which we get the Free State Project. They're sponsoring us, but
we don't get to keep any of the money.
My point
though
is, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for us allowing ourselves to be exploited. This has been Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And man, which
we'll be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Otherwise, log on at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
If you're